Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Oh, we've been giving away some money with Beat the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Your shot at playing Beat the Bank is coming up in about 25 minutes. Yesterday, Daniel Aravi won $550, and Jessica Hyman came away with $1,000 with Beat the Bank.
And we got even more money to give away.
And also, our DNA results
in
35 minutes.
Oh, boy.
We're going to find out where we're from. Because we took some actual DNA, sent it off, and they tested it. And we got the results.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing the results are shocking.
Oh, boy.
That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, boy.
And speaking of money, you don't just win money with Beat the Bank. We have another way you could win money, huh, Kelly?
Yeah, we do. We're playing the Kid Turkey.
I do it. You do it every time.
I say Kid Turkey every time, and I don't know why. Kentucky Derby.
Yes, Kid-tucky Derby.
The Kid-tucky Derby. It's kind of fun because the Kentucky Derby is next weekend.
Right, you're going.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going to be on the red carpet, hopefully interviewing some celebrities and wearing a pretty hat. That's the whole point, right? Maybe
drink
a little mint julep afterwards.
Come on.
Anyway, you can win some money in the Kid-tucky Derby every day next week. Go online. Actually, you can go online right now at kidnation.com and pick the horse you think is going to win the next day's race. Mm-hmm. You can go online right now and pick the horse you think is going to win Monday's race, which is JC's race.
Uh-huh.
It's one entry per person per day. So you can enter today, tomorrow, Sunday, up until 7 o'clock Central Time Monday, you'll still be entered in that day's race.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So then we'll run the race, and whichever horse wins, I think there's five,
mm-hmm.
If you pick that horse, mm-hmm. we'll randomly choose a winner. You win $100.
Boom.
And then you go into Friday's race. And each day of the week, we'll have a different race. So there'll be four races.
Right.
And then on Friday, the four winners will go against each other.
Championship round.
The championship round. Whoever has the right horse wins $500 to keep, $500 to bet on the real Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
It's a lot of information, and I hope that made sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It'll
Kelly.
Make sense
basically,
each day that we go.
We have a winner each day. That winner moves on to Friday. Friday has a big winner, and then you can win some more money.
And each day is based on one of us.
Exactly.
And Monday is JC, right?
Let's get to know the horses in Monday's race.
Welcome to Kid Nation Downs for Monday's race, the JC race of the Kid-tucky Derby. Here's the field for the JC race. Number one is Kiss My Abs. This horse has taken a break over the last few months, but still believes he's got what it takes. Number two is Squirrel, Squirrel, Squirrel. This horse is behaving like a caged animal lately. Number three, Reborn. This horse is addicted to the game of chance. Number four is Baby Blazer. Selected the saddle specifically, but everybody in the paddock doesn't seem to feel it fits right. And number five is, hi, Rihanna. The betting window is open at kidnation.com.
All right, there you go.
You have to be a P1 listener to know what all those mean. This is just
there's
references to JC.
Inside show joke.
Again, there's Kiss My Abs. There's Squirrel, 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 because I used we do...
You used to.
I still do. Now that's what I call squirrel music. And I love squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
Reborn is an independent film I filmed a year ago, and it finally came out this year.
Yep.
Where I'm addicted to the game of chance. Baby Blazer is...
Yeah, you're a baby blazer.
It's basically exactly what it sounds like. JC's tiny blazer.
It's a blazer I wear that fits perfectly.
It's a midriff.
It fits his son perfect.
But everybody says it's a baby blazer.
Yep.
And hi, Rihanna, is for my very one-on-one interview between me and Rihanna on the red carpet like a couple months ago.
Rihanna was walking.
Hi, Rihanna, how are you?
Did you hear the hi?
I love you.
No, I missed it.
She said hi.
See? I told you right there she said hi. So that.
All right.
Go pick your favorite at kidnation.com. And also, you know what we got coming up?
What?
How about a little Nick Jonas interview?
Really?
Yes. Monday at this time, you will hear the exclusive sit down between Nick Jonas and our very own Elena Davies.
Selfie queen.
Yeah, the selfie queen Elena Davies sat down with Nick Jonas.
Okay.
And Elena got him to admit this.
Well, my nipples are normal size.
Interesting.
What led to that?
Yeah, what led to that right there?
Yeah.
Nick Jonas's nipples. Go ahead and play it again, Shannon, please, because let me catch here what he says.
Ben. Well, my nipples are normal size.
Nipples are normal size.
Well, that's good to know.
Only the hard-hitting questions here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right.
None of that intellectual stuff. We want to know about nipples.
Apparently so.
Like, why not?
Why not?
Coming up next, this could be the dumbest promposal of all time.
I couldn't believe when I saw this, man.
Whatever happened to just being plain romantic? What happened?
I could not believe.
Even Al,
really?
Al would not do this.
You're the king of bad ideas.
Yeah, right?
When Al says it's a bad idea.
I cannot believe.
Find out what it is next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got Beat the Bank coming up in about 10 minutes. And don't forget our DNA results.
Oh, boy.
20 minutes. We'll find out where each of us originate from. Now, I know I was born in Mexico City. So, to me, I'm Mexican. But maybe I'm more. Maybe I'm more.
DNA results that were not requested by the court.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Voluntary.
What a world.
I know.
This could change everything.
What a world we live in.
Hey, did you hear they're trying to make Craigslist exchanges a lot more safer? Because you know how a lot of people get jacked. They get robbed.
A lot of people get murdered.
And murdered.
Yeah, a lot of bad things.
Chopped up and put in little boxes.
Have you bought anything from Craigslist, Kelly?
No.
I bought.
Oh, I have a lot.
I bought my piano. And I bought a barbecue smoker off of Craigslist. Uh-huh. And it was in the country, too. I met this guy, on the side of the road, about 100 miles from here. But, you know, it worked out okay. It was broad daylight. Worked out fine. But it could have been bad. I mean,
yeah.
Well, I told you guys about my most dangerous Craigslist situation. I was living in Chicago, and I was working at a radio station, and I was always looking on Craigslist for other ads, like journalism-related, other things to do.
Yeah.
And someone that worked for an oil and gas company, a guy had posted, it was like $1,500 if you'd film a promotional video for the oil and gas company, something that seemed, you know, very boring, but a great amount of money. You know, I'm right out of college. So
what's the catch?
So I agreed to do it, and all they wanted, you know, was like a resume, a headshot experience, you know. So I sent that in, and he made an appointment for me to come to his office on the south side of Chicago, but he wanted me to come at like 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a weird feeling about it, and I've always lived alone, so I'm pretty safe. Thinking.
Yeah.
And I just kind of decided the day before, I'm like, you know what? I just don't think this is a good idea and it's a lot of money and I just didn't want to do it. I couldn't get a friend or a guy to go with me.
Right.
So
you had a boyfriend at the time, right?
I ended up not doing it. And about 6 months later, I got a phone call from a detective that asked me if I knew so-and-so. And I was kind of like, I guess I recall that. And he said, well, we found your picture on a wall in this office space.
Oh, boy.
And with a bunch of girls' pictures, headshots, and they found this office space that was just set up with, like, a camera, and they had been filming, like, pornographic movies in there.
Oh,
and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh.
You could have been a star, Jenna.
Yeah.
That's it.
One of the girls, Jenna Jameson.
Yeah, like, one of the girls had gone missing, so they ended up, like, raiding this office, and everything was all right. I mean, no one was murdered or anything, but it still was not a good situation, and I'm so glad that, what if I had rolled in there? How would I have gotten out of that, you know?
Well, now some cities, Bedford, Texas, they're setting up safe locations for Craigslist meetups.
Oh.
Really?
So they have these parking lots where they have police surveillance at all times.
Yeah.
So they have cameras at all every angle.
Meet me at this place and we'll do the deal.
And that's where you exchange things. So if anything goes wrong, they got everybody on camera and they'll be able to at least identify
the person. That'd be good for custody kid exchanges, you know, when mom has to meet dad and, dad, you know, not really sure what's going to happen.
It happens a lot getting concert tickets.
Yeah.
That's the other time I've used it. And it's like, meet me in an alley. It's like, no, let's meet. You always just need to meet in a public space.
Remember a few years ago, Kelly, when I got robbed?
Yes.
When I wanted to go to a San Diego Chargers football game when I was back home and I bought some tickets and they turned out to be fake. I got jacked on Craigslist. Yeah.
Plus those kids that stole your bucket full of pennies.
A separate thing altogether.
First of all, you could have had those, gave it to them.
You could have met those kids at this safe location, and we'd know exactly who those kids are.
I gave it to the kids.
A grown man gets robbed by 10-year-old.
I was not robbed. I was very generous with my pennies. Also, this 48-year-old man in England named David Billings. He went to the doctor about a year and a half ago because he couldn't really. He was having trouble swallowing. So they found a cancerous tumor on the right side of his tongue. So luckily, they found it early on. They removed that tumor.
Mm-hmm.
But David started having problems talking because he was missing a chunk of his tongue.
Mm.
So the surgeon rebuilt his tongue using a skin graft from his left forearm.
Oh.
How smart is that? So his tongue started working just fine. He could talk again.
He's got arm tongue.
Yeah.
Huh.
But the only problem is I guess that part of the tongue is still numb. But whatever. He could still talk. And he doesn't have taste buds. He does have to deal with this side effect, though. The skin from his arm still grows hair.
Ah, that's what I was thinking.
So he has to shave his tongue now.
Oh, he's got hairy tongue.
Okay. They could have picked a part of the arm that doesn't grow hair.
Well, some guys grow hair all over the arm.
You grow hair on the bottom side, really?
Not everybody, but there's guys that grow hair on the whole thing. Maybe he's a hairy guy. So now he has to shave his tongue.
Yeah, but if I was some bear, I would ask for someone else's forearm skin.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He does say it doesn't bother him too much now, and his wife doesn't seem to notice the hair when they kiss.
He probably does this all the time.
He's all natural right now.
Does he have to put deodorant on it?
I mean, basically, that's as close to a cat as you get. Don't cats have, like, hair on their tongue?
No.
It's, like, prickly when they lick
it. No, it's sandpaper.
They lick their own hair, and they get fur balls.
That's gross. And now to prom season.
Oh, boy. It's that time of year, man.
Oh, it's that time of year when you're going to start noticing that kids are asking girls out to prom.
Yeah, and walk in your favorite restaurant. Ways. You'll see kids in tuxedos and dresses.
I love prom season. I love it. Now, a video went viral earlier in the week, maybe even at the end of last week, where a kid was doing the driving down the road with the signs posted up. Mm-hmm. We have audio of that.
Go to prom with me. That's
is
that you?
Yeah. So you can't really hear it very well, but they're driving down the road and there's signs, will you marry? And then it goes, just kidding, go to prom with me. And the girl in the car goes, well, that's a crappy way to ask somebody to prom. And the guy is sitting there going, well, that's
for you.
Surprise.
Yeah. He didn't put her name on it?
Oh, but I guess it didn't compute in her head. So she starts crying, and he goes, here's the question mark that was going to end the whole thing.
Oh,
she feels so bad.
Yeah. Ruined the promposal.
Yeah. That's
girls ruin stuff.
I know.
We do it all the time. It's not
but that's a cute way.
That's a cute way.
Yeah.
And she is crying because
she was embarrassed.
Yeah.
And that's a promposal fail, but that's a cute promposal fail.
That's nothing nowhere near this one that he's about to tell
you. Oh. Let's take a trip over to La Center High School in La Center, Washington. A senior named Ibrahim Ahmad, he wanted to ask a girl named Rylea to prom earlier this week. So.
What's his name again?
Ibrahim Ahmad.
Ibrahim Ahmad.
Ibrahim.
Okay. Ibrahim.
Ibrahim.
Okay.
Ibrahim.
All right.
Ibrahim.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name, Ibrahim.
Okay. Keep going.
So he strapped a fake bomb around his waist, went into the cafeteria with a sign that said, quote, I'm kinda ... the bomb. Rylea, will you be my date to prom? Because it rhymes, I guess. That's why he went with bomb.
And he had this. Okay, so if you're not watching kid TV.
Yeah, so does mom. There's a lot of rhymes.
Yeah, a good looking kid. Beautiful girl.
Red construction paper, right? Red construction paper rolled up into a circle. And put rubber bands around or whatever, and put them all around his waist as if he's got a bomb strapped to him. Now you can,
it's bad, Kelly.
You can look, and tell it's fake, but I mean, off distance, you might
such
not know.
Poor
taste.
It's just, you know,
poor
so
taste.
So what happened?
So she said yes.
Well, they're posing together, and you can see the picture on Kid TV, and she looks very happy with the way he did it.
Yeah, yes.
That's the good part.
School
but
wasn't
a bunch of people cheered and laughed in the cafeteria. Oh, it's a good time.
And then when does the FBI storm?
Yeah, the staff didn't happen to like that very much,
that's
Kelly.
That's not funny.
It's not funny at all.
Not.
Especially because of everything that's happened in schools in the last 20 years.
Come on, dude.
So the school went into a panic because they actually did think the kid was wearing a bomb. Ibrahim was suspended for 5 days, and he's not going to be allowed to go to prom tomorrow night.
Yeah, because this just happened.
And, of course, his parents are mad, and they're going to go to the school board and defend their son.
Yeah.
Who was just trying to do a harmless little joke.
Oh, it gets worse, Kelly, because just to make things worse, he says he picked the bomb gimmick to pay homage to his Middle Eastern heritage. He says, quote, I'm Middle Eastern, and I thought the bomb was kind of funny and clever.
Because that's what you want to highlight about your heritage is we blow stuff up.
Oh, no, dog.
Wow.
I mean, you learn through mistakes.
And if you want to pay homage, couldn't you just dress up as hummus? Like, if you want to pay homage to something from your culture.
Pay homage,
that everyone likes.
Kebabs are really cool.
Yeah. I love those.
Yeah.
Do tech support. Do anything. I mean, you know, I wonder if his parents knew about this.
Oh, hell no. You think his parents would let him do that?
I don't know. Who
you
knows?
Think his parents would let him do that? Yeah, I mean, if he had to walk out of the house with a bomb looking type thing.
That is just not
so bad. It's so tacky.
So this happened like earlier this week. He's suspended for 5 days.
Which and can't go to prom.
And can't go to prom.
So the girl's all mad.
Yeah, right?
Now I'm going to go to prom with.
Now they're going to go like to dinner and a movie or whatever. That's what I heard on the news.
If I'm the girl's father, Al, if that's your daughter, Al, do you let her go to the movies with the kid?
Hell no.
No.
Oh.
No.
What if she loves him?
I love a tasteless joke, but that's just not even funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're giving away big money with Beat the Bank.
Big money, big money.
Daniel Aravi won $550 yesterday. Could have been $930 if he would have just gambled a little bit longer.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Jessica Hyman came in and played second because we play twice a day.
That's right.
She won $1,000.
Bam.
You truly never know what you're going to win. And again, if you didn't get in this time, we'll play an hour from now.
All right.
So you still got a shot to win. Let's meet our contestant, Amanda Wilson. How you doing this morning?
Pretty great. How about you?
Oh,
all right.
It's Friday, right?
Talk to us. Tell us about yourself.
I work for the post office. I'm on my way to work right now.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I love the post office.
Yeah. You work in front desk or you work back in the back?
I walk out and deliver the mail.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, that's cool. Would you say the Bluetooth was the greatest invention? Because I see now that my postmen can like walk around and be on the phone with their families if they need to.
Huh.
And they're not so lonely.
It really is. It's the most amazing thing ever.
Yeah. Because I'm sure you get lonely when you're walking all day long by yourself, right?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Should we tip y'all at Christmas time?
Most people give some sort of gift. They recommend not giving any type of actual money.
Okay. It has to be gift cards. And it can't be over, like, what, $25 or is it $20?
It depends.
Because I remember
a lot of people give, like, Casey's gift cards.
Okay.
Yeah, I was told they're not, because I used to have a really great relationship with my mail carrier.
Uh-huh.
Now my mail carrier doesn't care. I mean, I get mail delivered to me from people who lived there 20 years ago because they don't bother to get to know. But my old mail carrier, we had a relationship and it was wonderful, and I wanted to give him gifts, but he wasn't allowed.
Yeah.
I think it was $20 or $25 gift card.
I got you.
Well, thank you for what you do, because it is very underappreciated, and it means a lot to those of us that order a lot of things in the mail.
Right. Yeah. It's like Christmas every day.
But y'all can keep those advertisements on Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah. Keep those giant things of paper.
She doesn't love that either, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
all right. Well, Amanda, are you a gambler by chance?
Sometimes. Depends on the day.
Yeah. This one's one of those where you got to feel it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
See how much money we can get you. Do you know the rules?
Yes.
You do? Okay. Jenna's going to tell you anyways.
Yes.
We got to.
Yes, I am. Legally. Yes, you understand. So we are going to place you in the open Kid Nation bank vault, and the banker's going to start throwing out a bunch of numbers at you. They're going to steadily increase. We have no idea when that vault door is going to shut. So you have to yell stop as soon as you hear an amount you're comfortable with. And if you don't yell stop before that vault closes, you get nothing.
Oh.
We don't want that. We want you to win, Amanda.
No, not at all.
We want you to win.
Yes, we do.
You want to play, Amanda? You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right.
Big money, big money.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$160.
That's a lot of stamps.
230. 310. 360. 440. 470. 580.
Oh! Did you see my mouth?
I knew that was it.
Yesterday we gave away too much. It just, I knew it. I knew the bank was going to be greedy today.
Dang it.
Oh.
Why were we all staring at Kelly's mouth?
Because I was saying stop.
And of course, I just got that gut feeling too right as it stopped.
You were thinking about hitting stop right there? Amanda, I'm so sorry.
Dang it.
Well, it's going to be some people with jacked up mail today.
Yeah, tell her something nice, Al. Make her day better, buddy.
Amanda, because we like you and we like our government, we're going to go ahead and give you 5,000 bonus points.
Wow, that's generous.
5,000 bonus points.
You could use those for, you know, stuff.
Go to KidNation.com and check out the catalog and see what you can go home with from the Kid Nation catalog.
Okay. Yeah. Those keychains are on back order.
Yeah.
So
be careful with that. Amanda, I'm so sorry. You have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for listening and playing.
You guys have a great day.
All right.
Dang it.
I don't like that.
We haven't had it slam in a while either.
If you're on her route, you might as well just miss. I hope you're not expecting a check.
No, because I guarantee you Amanda's a great.
I'm sure she's great, but she's going to be all frazzled today.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Speaking of being frazzled, I'm frazzled about finding out our origins. We told you we took some DNA tests from Ancestry.com. By the way, we'll play Beat the Bank again an hour from now.
Yeah.
If you're wondering.
Yeah, Ancestry has this cool new feature that they literally send you these DNA vials that you spit into.
Mm-hmm. So what was it like? Maybe 2-3 weeks ago, we spit into these little tubes.
Yep.
And we sent them off to some lab.
Can't eat or drink for like 45 minutes, and then you do it.
Yes.
And they send it off, and then they can tell you the region that you come from,
or
right?
Regions. It could be all the regions
in the world.
Yeah, tell you all about your background.
The breakdown.
Now, we have 5 results. Now, you're wondering, there's 4 people on the show. We had Ryan from Kid TV. Man bun.
Hello, Ryan.
Ryan the man bun.
Salute. Buono diminata.
Oh.
What's that mean?
Bien.
It means kiss my bun.
Is that my man bun.
Good morning. Good morning in Romania.
Oh, Romanian. That's not anything at all what I thought.
Ryan was adopted from Romania, brought to the States by his parents. And you've never met your parents?
Never met my birth parents. My birth mother, I know her name is Nala, like Simba's mother, I think.
Oh, that's cool name.
And birth dad out of the picture.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay. So why did you, since you know that's where you're from, why did you want to do the Ancestry DNA test?
Oh, man. I mean, it was just sprung up on me. I came in here and y'all started talking about where I was from, and I kept on looking up thinking my birth mom was going to be on the phone.
Sorry about that, Ryan.
Nervous.
No, we were looking at your man bun, though.
Yeah, we were. So Ryan runs the Kid TV. Anything crazy happen on Kid TV today?
Oh, what did we have? We had some. Not today, but we had good discussions yesterday. Quick shout out to Sawyer, John, Maria. Guest 10259, guest 10259-1. Shout out to everyone.
I'm telling you, we have a chat room going on Kid TV.
Wow,
go to KidTV.com and hang out with Ryan through our show.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Now, we also have Nick. Nick and White Cheddar, and I believe Chickering the Engineer, are the only ones that know the results.
Yeah, we've seen the results, and they're great.
They're great.
They're really great.
Shocking. What do you mean by great?
They're just really interesting. It's just really cool to kind of, I know you guys, and it's just really cool to see, that makes sense, or, that does not make sense.
We have a clip from when Nick found out Al's origins yesterday. That was going on.
All right.
Okay, Nick, so what are we doing here?
We're going to play a little game. Hit it, Shannon.
All right. This is a team effort, right,
Nick? All right. Welcome to the hottest new game show sweeping the nation. I'm your host, Nick Adams, and who's ready to play What's My DNA Say? All right, the game is simple. I'm going to ask the room a few simple questions based on your Ancestry.com DNA results.
Okay.
If you know the answer, just say your name and then give the answer, okay? So we know whose turn it is to guess.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so anybody can answer.
Totally.
All right, there's going to be a catch. There's only going to be 2 answers allowed per question. So if someone guesses, it's wrong. Someone else guesses, it's wrong.
Then
reveal the answer.
It's done. I will not reveal the answer.
You will not? Oh.
But we will reveal the answer when Anna from Ancestry.com joins us in the next break. So we're just going to have some fun to kind of get into the DNA spirit, right?
Perfect.
Okay. Okay. Now I'm okay.
All
don't
right.
ruin it for
so
us.
So when are we finding out our exact results?
We'll get a full breakdown in the next segment.
Okay.
This
all
is
right.
kind of just a fun, kind of a sneak peek into to what your DNA says about
okay.
you.
Okay. All right.
All right. So the first question.
Hope I passed.
Moving on to the first question. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
The audience is crazy happy right now.
Yeah, they're so excited. All right. Now, someone on the show is 10% Native American.
Al.
Who is it? What's your guess?
Why is Al
Kelly.
That is incorrect.
JC.
Jenna.
JC, you were first.
Jenna.
That is incorrect.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Let's not forget,
Ryan's in this as well.
Oh, correct.
That's right. But that's I didn't think he would because he's from Romania.
I think it's JC.
There could be Native Americans in Romania.
How right, that's your
so,
boy?
I think it's JC. That would make sense.
But so we'll, not going to reveal the
yeah,
answer
we'll find this. Out the full breakdown for you guys coming up in the next
it
segment.
It could mean that somebody's more than 10% Native American.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay, next question.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
There are three people in the room that are at least 91% European.
Jenna.
Three people.
Go for it.
Kelly, Jenna, Ryan.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct.
91%?
At least 91% European.
Whoa.
What's the other nine?
What all's in Europe?
That's,
are you serious?
There are a lot of countries in Europe.
Are you serious, Kelly?
Well, I mean, how many
Italy.
Possibilities are there?
I mean, Kelly, that includes everything. Kelly, that includes,
Croatia.
The UK.
Yeah, I mean, come on,
that includes
Kelly.
Eastern Europe.
Finland.
You can be Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be all of UK.
Go to China and then move to the left.
So
boom.
Vague, though.
And then above Africa, boom.
Okay, let's go a little bit more specific here.
All
right.
There's two people in the room right now that are at least 9% Scandinavian.
Ryan.
Oh.
Ryan, what's your guess?
Kelly and Jenna.
You are correct on one of those. Jenna.
Oh.
Is 16% Scandinavian.
Scandinavian.
What does that mean?
That means you're hot.
JC.
JC, what's your guess? Who's the other person?
Jenna.
Scandinavian.
Scandinavian.
It's gotta be Ryan.
I'm gonna go with Ryan.
That's incorrect.
Dang it!
We'll find out the other person coming up next.
If it's Al, I'm gonna laugh so hard.
Al, that means you're hot.
Yeah.
Okay, there are two people
you're
in the room.
You're not really blonde, though, Jenna.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Two people are at least 4%. Middle Eastern.
Okay,
who are they?
JC.
Yeah, yeah.
Kelly.
Oh.
JC.
Correct. JC's 5%.
Middle Eastern. Ryan?
Ryan is 4%. Good job, Kelly.
Wow. Wait! Yeah. I'm Middle Eastern?
We've See all that? Told you that.
Told you, dog.
I'm Middle Eastern.
Yeah. We thought you were Far Eastern, but you're more Middle Eastern.
Wow.
What's the difference between Far East and Middle East?
Far East is way over.
Asian.
It's in the far.
So he's not Asian?
In fact, no.
To go,
no. Middle.
We don't know.
I'm
Middle
telling
Eastern.
You right now, I don't know geography.
Far East is so far east to get there.
Okay.
You go. I'm probably obvious. From like Kuwait or something.
Don't you have Spanish, JC? A little Spanish in
All right, we got.
I
we
thought
have
so.
Two more.
All right.
Okay. Who is the most Irish?
Ryan.
Al.
Ryan, what's your guess?
Al.
Incorrect.
Jenna.
Incorrect. Jenna, who's the most Irish?
Kelly.
Incorrect.
See, I've always been told Scottish.
I think I know who it is now because of things I've heard about life.
Okay.
So last for this last question.
What does that mean?
Well, my mom was adopted, but we were only told the certain things about her adopted parents.
This last question, only Kelly Raspberry can play.
What?
Oh,
only
wow.
Kelly. Now, Kelly, I know you love to play the game high-low.
I do.
Okay.
Oh, the high-low
so
music kicking.
Let's play high-low to find out how African Big Al is. We're going to go percentage, okay? So throw out a percentage you think
gosh.
He is, and I'll tell you higher or lower until we get it.
Kelly, just
I'll
say 50.
Say
50. Say 50. I hope it's less than
really?
50.
Oh, really? I was going to go 60.
Okay, 60.
Okay, so Jenna's suggesting I'll say 50.
Incorrect. Higher.
Whose phone is 50%. Going off?
Not mine.
Oh, that's an alarm.
The buzzer and the sound effects.
Okay.
All right.
Right there.
Okay, so you
higher,
said... So
higher.
You, said,
keep, you can keep guessing.
I'll keep going.
Yeah, we can keep guessing.
Oh,
we can figure
60.
It out. Higher.
Oh.
Boom. I'll just jump up to 80.
Tell you I was in the mother...
Lower.
Oh. Whoa.
75.
Higher.
78.
Lower. 77% African, Al.
All right.
There you go.
Tell you I'm from the motherland. Back
yeah.
I'm really curious about the other 23%.
The only reason I said 50 is because if he said lower, he's less than 50% African. That would have been funny.
And a fun fact, combined, everyone in here is 81% African. So let's find out who else is African coming up next, okay?
Oh,
based on Jenna's pan.
Oh. I hope it's me.
There's 4% out there.
I never, ever play that Ku Klux Klan stuff again.
If you're African, we will never bring it up.
Well, you shouldn't anyway.
Even
it's not
though,
fair.
Even though your boyfriend did say he was welcome to the Klan very nicely.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
We're about to find out if we're black or white.
or blue. Blue.
It don't matter. It
Brown.
Don't matter.
Don't forget, Beat the Bank is coming up in about 25 minutes.
Got
and Showbiz Top 5 coming up in 20.
Yeah, we got to talk a little bit about, you know, it's a huge spoiler alert. If you haven't watched Grey's Anatomy, you're going to want to dive out when I get to the number one story of the Showbiz Top 5. But we have to talk about the Twitter reaction, because it was real.
Okay.
Last night after watching Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah. I saw it for sure on Facebook. People were posting pictures of them teary-eyed.
Oh, my gosh.
There's so many funny Shonda Rhimes memes about her breaking people's hearts all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but we also want your reaction on Twitter based on our results from our DNA test from Ancestry.com. Yeah. Anna's on the phone right now. Hi, Anna.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Anna, in front of you are all of our DNA results, right?
That is correct.
You have Ryan, who runs Kid TV for us because he was adopted out of Romania. You have Jenna, who, man, she's got a lot of different looks in there.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Yeah.
I'm basing it. I'm basing it on what I think.
My last name's Owen.
Yeah.
So I'm English.
You got Kelly Raspberry.
Who's always been told she was Scotch English with a great-great-great-something-or-other grandmother who was full-blooded Cherokee. That's what I was told since I was a little girl.
And we'll find out if you were.
That's right.
And we got Big Al Mac.
Yeah. Did anyone from the OJ trial handle our DNA?
What?
No.
Just
no. Okay. And then you got me, JC. And I was born in Mexico, but my mom was adopted from the States, so I have no idea from that side of the family. And all I know from my bio dad's side is that we have some Spaniard in there.
All right.
So let's get to it, Anna. Who do you want to start with?
What's the truth?
All right. Drum roll.
No, right.
Hold on. We got that.
We can do that. Yeah, we actually have that.
All right.
A minute to find it. There we go.
There you go.
Nice.
Okay. Ryan is up.
Ryan.
Ryan first.
Hit sweet Ryan. Let's go, buddy.
And what we're going to do is, Ryan, I'm just going to kind of walk you through, first of all, how we did this so you get an idea of how the science is. It makes these ethnicity estimates.
Okay.
I thought we'd just spit in the cup and then you get it.
Yeah. It was easy enough for us.
Yeah. So you remember you sent your saliva sample in. We tested over 700,000 markers, which is a lot of data. And then we compared your DNA to the 26 different population regions that we have data on. And so based on that, we give you your unique ethnicity estimate. And as you can see, I think they're giving your own results, but you've got some Asian, some Europe, and some West Asia in you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exciting.
Ryan, well done.
West Asia, wow.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Asia and West Asia?
What's so the
ones on the West
Asia's
side?
Just huge. Yeah. It's too big to have Asia.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it could be from India, right?
Big continent.
India, Southeast Asia, you got the Philippines.
There's so many. All right.
Exactly. So with your ethnicity estimate, you get kind of this nice map that you can reference. But Asia South is essentially like India and surrounding countries. And then West Asia is like the Middle East and the Caucasus region. So, you know, Turkey and Greece and so forth.
Mm, easy there.
Oh, okay.
Well, I have done a research paper learning that a lot of people came through Romania when traveling into Europe just because... It was a like that. There was a passageway between the Black Sea and the Mediterranean, and so.
Wow, you know a lot.
Shout out!
Yeah,
I'm proud of being Romanian. I've every Olympics.
Proud to be a Romanian.
God bless Romania.
Well, how Romanian are you?
Right.
Is it that specific? Like, what's the percentage?
I have 91 Europe.
Okay.
And 61 Europe East and 25 Italy and Greece.
Italiano.
Okay.
All right.
So, wow.
Okay.
Congratulations, Ryan.
Yeah.
Thank you. Did you find my birth parents, maybe? are we any closer to that?
Going that deep.
How's that going, Anna?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a possibility, but no, as your first results are back, your closest matches are fourth cousins.
Oh.
Mm. So maybe with time goes on, you'll get a first or second cousin or maybe something closer.
What are their names?
Can we call them?
On it.
Yeah. And is that how that works? After we have these, you might later, you know, if other people do this within your family, you would send updates via Ancestry.com if you found other relatives?
That's correct. Yeah. You could have other family members tested, put it all on that same account that you have on Ancestry, and then get notified when you have, you know, updates.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Who's next?
Oh, wait a minute. So you're saying since you have my DNA now, you can put another baby on my little family tree?
If they log on?
I'll be back.
All right. Who do you got next, Anna?
All right. Next up is
Jenna.
Jenna Owens.
Jenna.
Okay.
Right. With that British last name.
And I actually have no idea where I come from other than asking people where the last name Owens is from. And a lot of British people have told me that that's the most common Welsh last name.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's interesting about these ethnicity results is they're unique to you. So even Jenna, I don't know if you have any siblings or even your parents, like if you had someone else in your family get tested, their ethnicity results may look a little differently just because that's how genetic inheritance works. And so it's kind of fun that you see your unique breakdown, but also, you know, getting other family members tested kind of widens the picture for you and where your family's been.
Okay,
you
know, and I'm an only child from my parents, so.
So you're the only one, Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got for Jenna?
That you know of.
So Jenna, you are one of the lucky ones that have contributed to the African total percent.
Oh, Shana, are you my Nubian princess? Are you my Nubian
what?
Sister?
What?
Oh, my God.
Jenna's African.
You're Mandinka warrior, too?
Oh, my gosh. I could have gotten a scholarship.
Kemba.
Well... I don't know if I'd go that far. It's a small trace, but we, you know, you have some Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So Iberian Peninsula, you have 4%. Mm-hmm. So you got some Spanish in you.
España.
And oftentimes you'll see an African connection with that North African region being so close to the Spanish.
In the north side, too.
Remember, no wonder I wanted to go to Morocco.
Yeah.
We're going to run the next marathon together, me and you. We're going to be at the front.
She's not from Kenya,
we're going to be at the Kenyans.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
But, Jenna, your highest percent is Ireland, so you've got a strong Irish roots at 39%.
Wow.
And then Europe West, which is Germany and France and Belgium, that's 23%. Mm-hmm. And then some Scandinavian, so some perhaps some Viking in you, and that's 16%. And then Great Britain is also 16%.
Oh, look at that. Wow. Jenna's got some Viking in her.
Like, you got a lot in the mix.
So is Wales considered...
Great Britain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Wales.
All right.
Cool. That's a whole mix of things.
Yeah.
All right.
Who's next, Anna?
All right. Next up, we have Kelly.
Me.
All right.
Me,
we're doing our DNA results. We sent them into Ancestry.com, and Anna's telling us where we're originally
from.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, this is nothing that I was told.
All right. What do we got for Kelly Raspberry?
<What's> Kelly.
Yeah. All right, Kelly. So you can see, you know, you're 99% European with a little Asian in you.
But I mean, it's like less than 1%.
Yeah, it's such a small percent, but...
Bill's not Asian.
Could it have anything to do with, like, what we ate the day before?
I'm 99% European.
99.
Oh. Well, you should go to the bathroom.
And
European.
There's no Scotch. It's Irish and just a little bit of British. But what is Europe West?
So Europe West is essentially France, Germany, Belgium... some of the Netherlands. And you have to think about it as kind of a region-based result.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we do more research, Kelly, you might see these regions split up into more specific regions.
Oh.
But based on current research that we have today, mm-hmm. this is what we compare you to.
Kelly, we have a message from your Asian ancestors, if you want to hear it.
Here it's less than 1%.
They want to talk to you. Go ahead.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Thank you.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Well, so glad we could bring your nightie.
Well, I know, Kelly. I think Kelly and I are both mildly disappointed because we really thought with our cheekbones, and we had been told that we had Cherokee.
Yeah, my great-great-grand on my dad, my mama's side.
So that means that
your papa's
you guys
side.
Aren't the most Native American in here. And that's what we've thought the whole time. It's between Al and JC
it's
now.
Definitely you.
Wow.
JC.
Wow, Al.
All right.
Who's next?
Let's move on. Who do you got next, Anna?
I'm Irish.
Right. Next up is Al.
Al Mack. Oh.
Okay. Bring it
Al,
to him. Oh.
You were a really fun one for me to see because you have so many regions.
Well, Papa was a Rolling Stone.
What you got?
But as you already know, you're 77% African.
Shout out, right? Uh-huh.
And the highest percent being from Nigeria.
I knew it!
I'm Nigerian.
All those years as a limousine driver, see, it's all coming together.
Yeah, I bet
what
you.
What does that have to do with being Nigerian?
Are they all Nigerian? Okay, what else is he?
Hold on, what's up, my Nigerian?
I want to hear what makes this fun.
What's up, my Nigerian? Is that like Niger?
No, there's two different. There's Nigeria and then there's Niger.
Yeah,
okay. They're two different countries.
Yeah, this is Nigeria. So perhaps you're a Nigerian prince in another life.
I am very happy to be here.
What else is he?
Coming to America.
Yeah, right?
So when you look at Africa, it's kind of a dynamic region.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it is.
About 9 different regions that you can test against in mm-hmm. Africa, mm-hmm. and you test within all of those regions but one. So
man,
that's kind of cool.
All over Africa, yeah. man.
Which one did he not test for? South Africa?
Actually, North Africa, which I think Jenna has. So
okay.
Collectively representing.
I think I saw it at the Kembe Belungo Film Festival.
My gosh. Now so is there a chance I'm related to Big Al Mack?
Now we definitely cannot make fun of Al for not being black enough because he is. You're a super black.
Yeah.
Is that it for Al?
Okay, so then you're 19% European.
Oh, really?
Oh, oui, huh?
Yep. I'm 19% here. What part of you?
19%, with your highest region being from Scandinavia.
Oh.
Ow.
We like stepbrothers and sisters.
That's
my sister.
That's weird.
Yeah. Oh,
and you sucked her toes and kissed her.
I'm so glad we found this out before we got married.
You kissed your cousin, Al.
Kissing cousins.
That's awesome. All right.
Is that it for Al or is there more?
So then you've got Irish, Spanish, Great Britain, Europe East, like, Italian, like you have little traces from all over Europe.
I've heard that.
Kind of interesting to see the different traces from all over Europe, all over Africa. And this is 500 to 1,000 years ago. So your ancestors were, moving around a lot,
they
probably.
Were.
Basically,
my daddy was from East Texas.
All of his ancestors liked white women.
You're a host, Esther.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's cool.
All right.
Very cool.
Congratulations,
thank you, Anna.
You're welcome.
Oh, I'm excited. Now it's JC from Mexico.
I was born in Mexico. Mom adopted, so I have no idea on that side.
As far as you know.
Father's side, I know that we have some Spaniard in there and some South American.
Why are you telling her? She's about to tell you.
No, this is just how he's lived his life. Yeah. Let's see. Okay.
So this is going to change my life, Al. Okay, I'm ready, Anna.
It's pretty spot on. I mean, you've got African, Asian, European, and West Asia.
Oh, excuse me. Asian?
How much Asian in me?
Okay, so you've got 1% Asia South and 5% West Asia.
Oh.
So again, that West Asia is the Middle East and like Turkey area.
What story?
But you're 3% African and 81% European.
I'm 81% European? Like what?
81% European.
Spain.
Spaniard, yeah, probably.
You got Spain. But your highest percent of European, which I think is interesting, is 38% Great Britain.
Oh.
Mm. Wow, you're British.
What?
Yeah. We're only getting
older, baby.
I might be related to like Zayn Malik or Harry Styles.
Anna from Ancestry.com, he's really into the British boy bands.
He is.
Hello, mate.
That makes sense.
Wait,
I'm Jose Roberto Chavez.
Is there no Mexican?
So he's 10% what we call Native American, so native to Central and South America.
Okay. Oh, so there you go. So you're the one.
You're just 10% Mexican.
Oh, so that counts for the Mexican, Native American.
Yeah.
And then you're 25% Spanish, and 15% Italian and Greece.
There you go.
Wow.
You're a little melting pot.
I'm British.
Really is.
You're British, mate.
Did you say 35%, Anna?
38% Great Britain.
That's pretty cool because now I can get the accent.
Yeah. No, my gosh. No.
Yeah. I am.
Don't start talking with accents.
He's a crazy British Mexican.
Well, Anna, thank you so much doing this for us and breaking down the results and everyone else. I mean, I'm hoping a lot of people want to check this out. Is it Ancestry.com or AncestryDNA.com?
Yeah, it's AncestryDNA.com. It's DNA Day weekend, so this is a really good time to celebrate and discover your own DNA with DNA Weekend this week. We're doing a $20 off, so it's only $79.
DNA Weekend.
This weekend.
So all right, so you can order the kit, and you just spit in the kit, and about 3 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever, a month later,
you get
your results.
Yeah.
Yep, just like you guys did.
Thanks, Anna.
Awesome.
I'm
going
to go get me a dashiki this afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Al, let's go back to the homeland.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And I'll speak in a British accent for the rest of the show.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now, we all know Matthew Hussey, author of Get the Guy.
Mm-hmm. Some of us would like to know him better.
Yeah, Kelly Raspberry was reading his book, and then she got a boyfriend.
Yeah, so. Matthew, I got a boyfriend. Yay, me.
Hey, Matthew.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. Are you happy? Is it going well?
It's going blissfully well. So then there's the danger of me sabotaging it, which I'm sure you have tips on me not doing that.
But look, if you're having fun, have fun in it and don't overthink it. I think that's the really important thing. I think people have a tendency to overthink things.
Now, since Kelly's in a relationship right now, Jenna just got out of one, so she may need some advice from you to
get the opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
It's been a couple months, worked out, taking care of myself, hung out with girlfriends, and I feel ready, but my dilemma is, you know, I'm 30 and I just don't like the bar scene of I'm going to go to the bar and try and find someone and drink until 1 o'clock in the morning and hopefully, you know, meet someone. I just don't feel like that's where I'm going to meet someone. So, like, where do I meet people at this age as I get older? And I just don't want to party like that anymore.
My favorite places to meet people are daytime places, you know, cafes, shops, wherever you are. There are people around you all the time. And to me, those are the coolest places to meet people because you tend to meet people who, in the nighttime, they could be hot property in the nighttime. You go into a bar and, you know, there's people all around them. Everyone's trying to talk to them, whatever. But actually, in the daytime, that same person can just be going about their business. Their guard is more down. There isn't that feeling of sleaziness around meeting each other. In a way, it feels a lot more romantic.
Yeah.
I always encourage people, even though it's scarier sometimes, to do it in environments that we don't normally associate with socializing. The rewards are far greater. And if you're someone who can meet people in those environments, you'll have more choice than you know what to do with.
Now, Matthew, you used to give Kelly Raspberry some homework assignments when she was single nine and a half weeks ago. what homework assignment would you give Jenna for this weekend if she were to go out there?
Because her heart's ready.
Her heart's ready.
Yeah, I want to hang out with someone and not attract emotionally unavailable guys like I tend to do.
Right.
That's something you've got to read a little further into it because we're never going to know that at the get-go. But in terms of meeting people initially, the thing that a lot of the time makes women rely on emotionally available guys and get over-invested in those guys is that they're not creating enough choice. You know, sometimes we know someone's not really emotionally available, but we keep going for them because we haven't got someone else. So I think creating choice is really important. Now, in terms of this weekend, for a couple of practical tips, the first one I'd say is I've always encouraged women to actually go up and make the first move and talk to a guy, even though they can do it discreetly, instead of hanging back and waiting. But there was a way that I realized a lot of women were doing this wrong. They were going over there talking to the guy, and then they'd be standing there talking to him for the next 20 minutes. And when I really realized how bad this can be is I was out in a bar, and I was with two friends, and three women came over, and they started talking to us, but then they didn't leave. And I thought to myself, you know what? They did the right thing by approaching us, but because they never left again, because they never recreated any space, it didn't give us a chance to go and get them back. And so the key piece of advice I'd have is, and this is, again, you could use this in a coffee shop this weekend, say something to a guy, even if it's as plain as, you know, hey, how's it going? Or what did you just order? That looks good. Whatever it is, even if it's something playful, you could order a latte and he orders a latte 2 seconds later and you say, did you just copy my order? Whatever it is, have fun with him, but then walk away and allow him to re-engage you. Instead of feeling like you have to continue to do all the work. So close the gap between you and the guy, because that's a way of saying to the guy, you can approach me, it's okay. But then recreate the space so that he can come and get you and feel like he's doing the work.
You know, the good thing about that is if the guy is married or has a girlfriend and you give him that ability to, you know, you pay him a compliment, he doesn't have to go chase. That way you know he's not available.
Yeah, like when I want to make the move at the gym, and I'm totally comfortable being forward, but it's like you never know if the guy's married or not, and that gives you a way to tell because he won't come back.
You open the door.
That's exactly right. You're closing the gap and making it clear that you're going to respond positively if he talks to you, but you're still letting him do his job. And then I'll give you something slightly bolder as well. There's a line that I've come to love. When you see someone attractive who appears to be leaving the room, you just come out and say to them, why are you leaving? It works like a charm. It's ridiculous because it says everything it needs to say, right? When you see them walking out, if you say to them, why are you leaving? It's cute, it's vulnerable, but it's also kind of bold and confident at the same time. And it says everything it needs to say. It says, mm-hmm. I want you to stay. And then you'll often find that that person who's walking out, who secretly did want to talk to you, now has an excuse to.
Matthew, would it work if Jenna went to the grocery store and stood by the exit and asked every guy why?
Why are you leaving? as they walk out with their groceries.
That's funny.
For those people who want to make that easier on themselves, start by doing it just with people that you know you've been flirting with your eyes across the room, and you've got those signals back from them, but both of you have been a bit too nervous to make the move. That way you'll know that there's a little attraction there to begin with. The guys will thank you for saying to them, why are you leaving? Mm-hmm. Especially if they've been looking over, they'll thank you for giving them an excuse to say something, because they were probably walking out thinking, I'm an idiot. I've done it again. I was looking at that attractive woman. I'm walking out without doing anything. I wish I had the courage to go over there. So you did him a massive favor.
Right, I like that. I need. I'm going to change mm-hmm. out my where did they make you? With the why are you leaving?
Where'd they make you? the bedroom,
I like
girl.
Where did they make you?
I save that for like the really hot ones. And I'm like, where did they make you?
Now, Matthew, in addition to the Get the Guy book, which is just a bestseller, yeah. And I highly recommend reading it. It's just the littlest tips that can get you to break the ice with a man and make him feel like he's the one pursuing you. But you actually go around the country doing these seminars where it's a full on, what is it, like 2 days of intense. Get the guy philosophy and advice, and you actually send them out to do assignments and come back to report. Can you explain about how those work?
Yeah, we actually have two different types of events. We have a long event, which is a 5-day event, which we do our retreats. But the one that I'm going around touring with right now is actually a really intense 1-day event where I've crammed as many of my different tips as possible into 1 day. I have women there of all ages, all shapes and sizes, all backgrounds, and these are women who are single. Many of them are single. Many of them are in relationships, but they all somehow want to take it to the next level, and I literally take people through that day, my structure for finding men, attracting men, and once you've attracted them, how do you actually keep them around? How do you make sure it goes somewhere instead of just being something that fizzles out, or a situation where the guy ends up blowing hot and cold, which I know so many women face, mm-hmm. you know, a guy who shows a little interest and then goes cold, and then sporadically 4 weeks later, he's back on the radar. So I show women how to deal with those situations, because the reality is, in our love lives, we all want really practical advice. What are the common problems that women face in texting? Like, for example, a guy hasn't texted you in 3 weeks and then all of a sudden texts you and says, miss you. What do you text back to that guy?
Yeah.
That's a great moment, because what I do is I put the text messages that I say you should send up on the screen in the seminar room, and I literally have hundreds of women all taking photos of the screen for what they're going to do next time. And
yeah.
Not to leave you hanging on that one,
yeah.
I will tell you, when a guy hasn't texted you for weeks and then suddenly texts you and says, miss you,
I would say, you're alive?
No, that's yeah. probably
no.
not the right thing
no.
to do, right?
I would say, why did you leave?
I would say, oh, it's nice to hear from you. I would wait
days.
No, I would say, what a nice surprise. That's what I would do.
Jenna would say, wait for days. Kelly says, what a nice surprise. What's the right thing, Matthew?
All of those are okay, but none of them are quite as good as this one. You text him back and you say, that's so sweet. Thank you. Because when you send this, you're not ignoring him. And, of course, sometimes not texting conveys more emotional instability than just texting back and being sweet, mm-hmm. right? If you text back and say you're alive, it's almost a bit like saying, I've been annoyed that you haven't been around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if you send that so sweet, thank you, exclamation mark, what you're really saying is, firstly, you know he's trying to get validation here. That's what he's trying to do. He's saying miss you. He wants validation back. You're not actually going to give it to him. You're not going to say, oh, that's so sweet, I miss you too. You're just saying, that's so sweet, thanks. And the guy at the end of that message is like, wait a minute, what? He's now wanting the validation that he didn't get from you. And you've been feminine. You've been sweet. You've been kind. You haven't been aggressive in this message. You've just accepted his validation but not given him anything in return. That guy will now want to keep texting you because he'll wonder, A, why you're not fazed that he's been off the radar, and B, what he needs to do to feel ingratiated again.
Well, I think mine was pretty close.
Matthew Hussey, you're a genius. And what's the website where we can get those daily tips that you give out for free?
You can actually go to howtogettheguy.com.
Awesome. Perfect.
Very cool.
Matthew Hussey, great. Thank you so much, man.
Anytime. I love coming on your show.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, yes. We left our boy Gavin Dosser hanging during the break to play Beat the Bank, but we're back. What's up, Gavin? On
Friday. How's it going?
Are you over the...
You know what's going on now, right?
You over the initial shock of playing Beat the Bank?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, buddy. Are you on your way to work?
I'm pulled over on the side of the road right now, but yeah, I was going to work.
Okay, good. Yeah, don't go to work yet. You might have to turn around and go home because you're going to win some money.
What do you do, Gavin?
I am a quality control inspector for a construction company.
Whoa.
Construction
stuff.
Yeah.
That's a big responsibility. If it's not quality, there could be serious issues.
Are you like inspector number 8 or something like that?
7, I believe.
7. Okay. Oh, he does have a number.
Good.
All right, Gavin, we're going to lock you in. We're going to put you inside the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault. The banker's going to throw dollar amounts your way. When you hear the right one and you think that's as high as it's going to go, you yell stop for us, and that's how much money you're going to win, okay?
Got it.
If you don't yell stop and it closes on you, you win nothing, though, Gavin. So make sure you say stop. All right.
Okay.
You ready? All right. Here we go.
Yeah, Gavin's ready to go. Let's play.
Beat the Bank!
Banker? Are you there?
100.
There he is.
160. 250. 290. 350. 430. 470. 540.
First stop.
Oh, yeah.
Hey! Gavin says stop right there.
Gavin says stop.
You heard that earlier. Bank vault closed. He's like, I'm not risking it.
Yeah. $540 for you, Gavin. What are you going to do with that money, buddy?
Wednesday I just started some new ink, so I'll probably go to that, I guess.
You started some new what?
Some new ink, a new tattoo.
Oh, ink.
Wow.
What is it?
I'm getting a 3/4 sleeve on my arm.
3/4 sleeve.
Maybe y'all can go together,
shout
Jesse.
Out.
How many hours does that take, or sittings?
What's that?
How many hours does that take to complete?
Wednesday I was in there for 6 hours, and I have 2 more sessions.
Ouch.
Man.
Gavin,
mine took about 6 years.
That's a lot of work.
We'll give you another $50 if you put Kid Craddock Morning Show somewhere in that sleeve.
$50.
Would you do that?
We'll pay for it.
Yeah.
That's an expensive tattoo, so.
Yeah. You can think about that for a little while.
Hey, let's hear how far this goes. Let's see how much you could have won, Gavin, real quick.
All right.
We're at
570.
So far, so good.
610.
Oh.
720.
That's a whole sleeve.
That's more tattoo,
760.
Stop now.
820.
It doesn't work that way.
Right.
We're up to 820. Does it close now? Hey, Gavin.
All right.
Not bad, sir. You got $540.
There you will.
Have fun getting the rest of your tattoo, okay, man?
We'll make it 75 more if you put "I played Beat the Bank" on the Kid Craddock Morning Show in your tattoo.
That's long.
Quit tempting him like that, Al.
I don't think he's gonna. I think he already has a pretty cool one going.
All right,
Gavin. All right. Enjoy your money,
buddy. See you, Gavin. Have a great weekend, bro.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.